Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
For you tonight. There's one called Sitting in an All Night Cafe, going out especially to Kenneth tonight. Good tune from a great guy in the country music business, Mr. Warner Mack. Got Nat Stuckey coming up next. Just heard from Ann Stuckey last week. Always good to hear from her, and what a great lady she is. And of course, she was married to Nat for many, many years. Inspiration for a lot of his songs, including one called Pop a Top Again. But here's Nat Stuckey doing one called Sweet Thing. And Cisco.
Well, me and a buddy named Cisco went out to sip some suds. First thing you know, me and old Cisco had run through 50 bucks. We got caught in the card game. They said they're taking us home. They must have changed their minds if only got one dime. Time to use a telephone. And I said, hello, honey, go borrow some money. Get your sweet man out of the can. Well, it's Saturday night, they got me locked up tight. And we all fight, I can hear a fan. Get up, honey. Put on your clothes. Hop in, let's do the baker. Come and tell that jailer that you want sweet things, Cisco. Now,
straight. Oh, we should have stayed home. Now we're right back downtown, waiting in line for one time to use the telephone. And I said, hello, honey, go borrow some money. Get your sweet man out of the can. Well, it's Saturday night, they got me locked up tight, and we all back here. Band, jump up, honey. Put on your clothes. Hop in, just a little bigger. Come tell that jailer that you want sweet things, let's go.
Alone, I need to know there's someone who still loves me. And I need a shoulder to cry on. I overlook the love you tried so hard to give. Understand. I always stay just long enough to hurt you, and what little love I gave was secondhand. Now once again I'm here to take advantage. Once again, the one I love is gone. I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a show.
There's one called A Shoulder to Cry On. I had a request for that one tonight from Charlie Pride, as well as Crazy Over You from the old Foster and Lloyd. Hadn't played that one in a long, long time. Stonewall Jackson's up next for Henry tonight from Menard. Here's one called This World Holds Nothing Since You're Gone.
I don't like the sunshine. I don't see the stars. The moonbeams that shining where you are. I don't like the places where we walked arm in arm. This world holds nothing since you're gone. I don't see the robin nor hear the bluebird sing. And autumn might be spring. I don't know or care for friends we've known so long. This world holds nothing since you're gone. I know I'm bound to meet you upon the street someday. You'll be with your new love, and I'll have to turn away. Oh, how I dread that moment, 'cause I can't stand the pain to see two hearts that's passing that'll never love again. I don't like the sunshine. I don't see the stars. I just hate the moonbeams that shining where you are. I don't like the places where we walked arm in arm. This world holds nothing since you're gone. This world.
Can I hear Papa Top by Jim Ed Brown?
Papa Top by Jim Ed. We'll do it for you.
Appreciate you. Thank
Papa
you.
Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. All to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time.
Hello, Garen. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good.
Can you play some Willie music?
A little Willie Nelson music tonight. I sure can.
Thank you.
I'll take care
of
you.
Have a good night. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Garen. Have a good night yourself, okay?
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. memory of love's refrain.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, always built to last on weak and shifting sands. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
Excuse not to hold me tight. No matter. from me. The battle's done, you've won the final bout. Don't let that doorknob hit you, go now. Don't let that doorknob hit you, go now. Honey, others' lips now thrill you, there's no doubt. There's no burden like the love you make me live without. Don't let that doorknob hit you, go now. Don't let that doorknob hit you, go now.
We call her Pretty Miss Norma Jean around here, and there's one called Don't Let That Doorknob Hit You Going Out. I was watching, I record all the Porter Wagoner TV shows. My darling wife, Charla, says I've seen every single one of them. And she's probably right. But last night I had it all cranked up down in my little music room down there watching the Porter Wagoner show. And Tex Ritter was the guest. And Pretty Miss did a couple of songs. She did A Woman's Gotta Make a Stand, and then Porter got her to do Foggy Mountain Breakdown at the, Foggy Rivertop at the end of the program as well. So she got two songs from the show this past week, and she sang them just as good as the last time I watched her sing them on the Porter Wagoner TV show. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNL, and you know what? You know what I was thinking? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Yeah, Mr. Shorty.
Mr. Shorty, okay.
And roses for Mama.
Mr. Shorty and roses for Mama. We'll do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said,
When you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from, they won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I would say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend. Date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Roses for
I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, cause that's how old I am, but the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime. Well, a little fella's story kinda touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? She said, no, not yet. I said, well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Roses for mama, today's her birthday. the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again? Just when my heart was on the mend. Wish I didn't love her so.
Jimmy Davis for you tonight with a great song called Because He Lives here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Kind of wrapping down the program tonight.
There are some things just how you felt when Jesus washed your sins all away. Oh, but since that day, oh, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has once made me whole. His love for me
Jesse and cooks for you, and my Lord will send to Moses. I thought about this song a while ago. Thought I'd spin it for you tonight.
Taylor Lynn for you.
little song called Who Says God Is Dead and Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. I'm looking forward to working with Taylor Lynn and Trey Twitty on September the 15th. We'll be in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Music Hall for a big Conway and Loretta tribute show. If you get an opportunity, come see us. I know it's going to be a great time. And then we're sticking over because Crystal Gale and Peggy Sue will be there the following day. Looking forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. Hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be open and with free admission at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. I'll be around and hope to see you there. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. Your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.